This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul Reiser is one of the absolute greats. True legend from the first time that we met him. I mean, yeah, he goes back to Alien, Mad About You, Beverly Hills Cop, man, all the way to new stuff like, you know, Stranger Things.
The Boys.
The Boys. Which
Axel
is brilliant.
Yeah.
It takes so much to make me literally cringe. Like Larry David meets a comic book on acid. That's The Boys.
Uh-huh.
It's the most uncomfortable thing in the world, man.
Born March 30th in New York City, our next guest got his start as a stand-up comedian before making his mark in such films as Beverly Hills Cop and Aliens, and on such series as My Two Dads and Mad About You. He's gone on to appear on such series as The Boys and Stranger Things. And this Friday, we'll see the release of his latest film, The Problem with People. Please welcome Paul Reiser.
Mr. Reiser, how have you been?
You know, what's so funny, you say the boys made you cringe.
Yeah.
So I had not heard of the show. That's how out of it I was. And when I got an invitation to join the cast, I had not heard of it. So I asked my son, my 23-year-old son, I said, have you ever heard of this show, The Boys? They want me to be on it. And he said, oh, Dad, it's great, and you'll hate it. He said, you'll hate it. I said, why would I hate it? He goes, watch it. And when I watched it, I went, oh, my gosh. Oh, gee, this is brutal. But then when you stick with it, you go, I get what they're doing. They're deliberately and genius over the top.
Oh, it's brilliant.
That was great fun. That was great fun to be
on. Love it. Well, dude, you're always, we got to talk about The Problem with People. But before we get off, I also want to talk about this new book with Michael McDonald. I've never seen two people like you, like friends, but from such big showbiz positions also, but for friendship, write a book together like that. I can't think of another one that's ever been done like that.
Well, it was, you know, it was a very kind of organic thing. I had been a fan of Michael McDonald, as we all are, for years. And then I met him at some social event, and we became friends. And I play piano, so sometimes we would jam, we'd play together, which was a thrill for me. And I would always ask him questions, stuff that, you know, you and I would like to know. Like, I never understood. How could you be in the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan? How could that?
Right,
don't you
got to
pick a team? I'm on the Cubs and the Astros. No, you can't. You can't do that. You got to be pick one. And so I would ask him stuff, and then you know I had all these questions. When you did this, when you did that, and I said, you know, you should write a book, so I don't have to keep asking you these things. And he said, well, you know, I've thought about it, but I don't know how to write a book, and I don't even know if I have a story to tell. And I said, well, listen, I've written a couple of books. And it was March 2020, and COVID had just dropped. And we said, we got nothing to do. Neither of us are working now. And let's just do this. And so, and they said, and maybe it'll go nowhere, but let's just play. So we would Zoom. You know, for
That's
a month
great.
Or so, we would just Zoom, and I'd ask him stuff, and I'd record it, and then I would transcribe it. And then I put all these pages together. I said, I think we got a book, and then we'd play with it for a couple of years when he wasn't touring. But it was interesting for me because I was just helping him. You know, I said, I have no investment in this. This is your story. And I had never done anything like that where I had never written anything that I was not the end user. You know, it's like,
right.
This is, you got to like it. This is whatever you don't like, you take out. This is your story. And he was really pleased with it. And I was really pleased because it answered all my questions. And, you know, hopefully it sounds, his words.
I can't wait.
It's really a lovely story.
Dude, I love this.
He's a sweet guy.
Dude, you work so hard because I think you love it. Like, you talk about the problem with people. It comes out in theaters, by the way. Congratulations. A theater release for somebody in this world today. Like, you know, I'm like, a proper movie, a real movie, man. And that, I love that. You know, that's, I love the idea of you're an American that goes to Ireland. You're called to get together with the family. Then the great uncle passes away, but you get half the inheritance, which turns unknown relatives on you. It's going to be.
You got
incredible.
It. Yeah. Well, you know what happened? Somebody said, well, why did you decide to make a movie in Ireland? And I said, it went the other way around. I wanted to go to Ireland. How do I get to Ireland?
Awesome.
Maybe I'll make a movie.
Awesome.
And so I, for years, I would play with this idea just, you know, periodically. I go, well, what would be a good story? Why would a me, as an American, as a New Yorker, have to go to Ireland? So I was writing with a buddy of mine, and we came up with this idea. Well, what if it's family, two sides of the family, and they're trying to, you know, they grew up not liking each other. You know, we all have relatives that,
sure,
we grow up thinking we don't like those that side of the family. Why? I don't even remember why. I'm told that's what we were told. We're going to go with that, and so what? It's about a family trying to basically put this feud behind them, but it's really, in a way, it's our way of looking at a bigger picture. Like, you look at the world and you look at the conflicts in the world and like, why? You know, no matter how small you get, neighbors are always fighting neighbors, but why? Like, this,
that's right.
What's the difference, really, between you? You know, if you look closely, like, you're really all the same.
Always.
We all want the same thing.
That's right.
So we thought, well, let's take that big premise and water it down and bring it small. It's like, let's try and solve one family's problem, and you'll see, that's the problem with people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.